Welcome back for another fall preseason sports show. I am joined by the Hornets and Lady Hornets cross country coach, Coach Jennifer Dixon. Coach Dixon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us ahead of the season. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, Coach, you had a very successful year last year. It was highlighted by the boys cross country team advancing to state, placing 16th, and having some individual qualifiers on the girls' side too. When you look back at last year, what were the main takeaways from the season?
I think that we just kind of discovered we had to work as a team. Obviously, Luke Thompson was a part of that team, and he was, you know, a standout runner. But in cross country, one athlete doesn't do it for you. So we just kind of realized, you know, by the end of the season, everybody's got to step up. It really takes five, sometimes six, and that's what it took to get through districts.
And so after you finished in districts, made it to state, and had some younger runners step up as the season went along, how have the growth and experience been, obviously, from cross country, then track season, and moving into the summer for some of those younger athletes?
It's been really good. Most of our athletes did come out for track and helped in a lot of ways. We got that speed block that I'm always stressing that they get. A lot of them stepped up into some mile positions and even had several 4x8 and open 8. So to take that speed block and then to go on into endurance training in the summer is going to finish out nicely here for the season.
Coach, let's talk about some of the individual athletes. Last year you had freshman Spencer Johansson, who had a strong year. And on the girls' side, both Sophie Hurchin and Peyton McGee were able to qualify for state. So how are the athletes looking at the top four, both the boys and the girls? Who are the ones that you expect to be kind of leading the pack?
On the boys' side, Spencer did also have a great summer. He hit over 300 miles, and he's just kind of spent his summer just running. And so I look at him as being really strong this year. Zeph O'Berry, he did not run for us last year, but he switched over to distance a little bit through track and ended the season pretty strong in track. And he has hit almost 300 miles this summer as well, and he's pretty locked in. And then we've also got Brody Norris coming back. He had a great track season, ended up splitting to like a 208-800 for us, and he's looking really fast. And then we've also added like Leighton Baker. He's the new guy for us who looks just to be like naturally good runner. And then we've got a couple returners as well that, I'm just like, I'm not really sure who's going to fill that fifth and sixth position. On the girls' side, Sophie Hurchin, of course, is just an outstanding athlete. I don't think she ever stops. She has been going back and forth between cross country and soccer all summer long. And then Abigail Longo is returning for us as well. And her and Peyton have had a pretty strong summer, and Abby's pretty focused.
Well, exciting to have that kind of competition as the summer goes along. Talking with Coach Jennifer Dixon of the Hornets and Lady Hornets cross country team, what are the things that you're kind of stressing in the summer before we get to the first meets of the season?
The summer, mostly heat acclimation and endurance training. Most of our athletes come out of track where we're doing short sprint type stuff. So when we get to the summer, I'm just wanting them to build a base, build a lot of miles. Mentally, that makes them more confident, makes them stronger when we hit a race, when they've logged those miles all season. And then the heat acclimation. We've had some cooler weather here the last couple practices, but as we head into meets, it's usually pretty hot. So the summer is just trying to get ready to race and to compete in the heat.
Yeah, we were just talking about the heat. It's nice today, but of course you kind of need that to get yourself amped up for the season. So, Coach Dixon, what are some of the goals you have for this team this year, whether it's on the course or just growth as the season goes along?
Really, my coaches and I have talked about that teamwork aspect. It is going to take the whole team in order for us to get through. We have some really good athletes, but there's no like stand out. And in order for us to be successful, runners 1 through 6, even 7 in a lot of cases, are going to have to be all on and locked in together. And instead of like competing for, hey, I'm number one runner today on our team, or I'm the second Hornet runner, I'd really like them to go together and maybe change up who leads today and really push each other.
You mentioned the coaching staff and having a collective. Who are the other members of the coaching staff, the other people helping out this team?
Super excited that we were able to add an assistant coach this year to the high school level with typically 20 runners. This is going to be so awesome. And we've added Coach Joanna Miller. She was our middle school coach the last couple of years. She is a PT that specializes in injury prevention and exercises for runners, and she's a runner herself. Longtime friend of mine, so I'm so excited. She's going to be a huge asset to this team. And then since she moved up, we were able to add Coach Landon Peterson at the middle school. He ran for us for a lot of years, was a part of those squads that finished 5th and 7th in state. He's done a couple 300-mile summers. Like, he's been here for a while, and so super excited to add him to the mix as a coach.
Well, that's awesome. Always great to grow the staff. And as we get closer to the start of the season, how does that map out? When will your first competitions be and then your home meet here at Chillicothe?
Our first meet is for the high school is September 1st. It's on the Moe Western course. It's just a 2-mile. It's just a really good way to start the season. I really like starting with a 2-mile. And then for the entire team, middle school, JV, varsity, it's September 8th at Lafayette County. Yes, and our home meet is September 24th. It is growing so much. We now have 28 teams in that. I've had to cap that. We've divided the middle school race into a girls' race and a boys' race because there are so many middle school. The sport is growing, the meet is growing, and our park is doing some wonderful things. So we're really excited to host again here September 24th.
That was awesome to be out here for that home meet last year. So what is your message to any fans, anybody that comes out, whether they're here to the home meet or following along with the team all season long?
If you have never been to a cross-country race, you should experience one. It's just a lot of energy. These kids work really, really hard. A lot of people don't know the behind the scenes of, you know, the eating right and the fueling correctly and the doing their exercises to correct some of their running form. And these athletes just put in a lot of work. And so definitely come support them. We only have that one home meet, so they really enjoy a lot of people to come out and watch them compete.
Thank you so much for your time, Coach Dixon. Looking forward to following along with the Hornets and Lady Hornets cross-country team all season long.
Thank you very much.